The United Nations has declared today Africa Malaria Day. Malaria kills more than 1 million Africans each year, most of them children. A recent report by Doctors Without Borders calls on international donor countries to increase funds for malaria prevention and for more modern, effective drugs. NPR's Farai Chidea reports that groups ranging from scientists to musicians are working on both prevention and a cure.
Earlier this month, 10,000 people packed into a soccer stadium in Dakar, Senegal. They listened and danced to some of Africa's most prominent musicians. The headliner, recent Grammy winner Youssou N'Dour. The cause, to raise awareness about malaria.
Last year, I was in the countryside. I meet a lot of people and I decide to bring my music to tell people how really they have to protect themselves and tell the world also we need more support, more money, because, I realize the malaria kills a lot of people, especially young people under the 5 years.
Most people who get malaria from infected mosquitoes get fevers and other symptoms. Then they recover. But many children don't make it. So the United Nations decided to spread the message about using bed nets to prevent mosquito bites through Africa Live, the Roll Back Malaria concert.
Music can move things more quickly than talk or some writing. You know, I think music can push things more fast.
In addition to prevention efforts, some scientists are chasing a cure.
Malaria is solvable.
Dr. Melinda Mori is the director of the PATH Malaria Vaccine Initiative. Funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, it's an effort to eradicate malaria once and for all.
We have hundreds of millions of cases every year. We have over 1 million deaths every year, and these really don't need to happen. AIDS is the number one infectious disease killer, and it kills over 2 million people every year. Malaria is, I guess you'd call it number two.
So how realistic is it to expect that you could see a malaria vaccine in, say, the next 10 years?
I think it's absolutely possible to do that. You can never guarantee these things because there, you know, are scientific things to work out and technical issues. But we're pretty certain that the world's most advanced malaria vaccine, made by GlaxoSmithKline, has a target date of 2010 for licensing that vaccine for use.
In the case of AIDS, pharmaceutical manufacturers fought with developing nations over the price of critical medicines. Dr. Marie and her team are working to find ways around financial issues.
As you can expect, most of the people who buy a malaria vaccine are poor people in developing countries. And so this is a case where there really isn't a market force that's going to push forward malaria vaccines. And so that's why the work that we do actually provides money to companies and to other researchers to push a malaria vaccine forward. And then we've also been working on things with the United Kingdom government and with others to set up some advanced purchase contracts that would actually work toward guaranteeing a market if a malaria vaccine becomes available.
Even by best case scenarios, a vaccine is years away. Until then, international aid organizations, ordinary African citizens, and some of the world's top musicians will seek to keep the children of Africa safe. Farai Chidea, NPR News. It's so serious. Clean up your area. Roll back malaria. Don't give them places, even chances to give a light. Keep up the speakers. Don't give them places, or even chances to give a light. Roll back malaria.